Let's not keep Jetwood waiting any longer.
We won't. I mean, here's a quick shout out to everyone tweeting right now. Mm-hmm. All the Jepic fans on Twitter at the moment, tweeting from all over the world. We got UK, we got Germany, Ireland, and of course the fans here in Singapore too.
So we're going to start off with some of your Twitter questions that came in yesterday and the whole week, the last week.
Yes, well, you know, we try to get as many as possible in, so here are a few to start with.
Sophie X Jetwood, you asked, what is your favorite thing about each other?
My favorite thing about John is that he comes up with these random ideas at like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock at night. He's like, Edward, I've got to like write down this song, or I've got to record this song. Or my favorite thing about Edward is that his smile, it's a really, really good smile, and that he's my brother, he's my best friend, and we do everything together. I could be here all day talking about all my favorite things about Edward. Okay, thanks, John.
It was really adorable the way they talked about each other. I could really feel the love.
And I have to say, these boys can really talk.
Yes.
You ask them one question, they'll give you about 30 seconds, 40 seconds worth of answers.
And you know what? We're not complaining at all. Mm-hmm.
And our next question, of course, is something about school. Jetwood TBH asks, what were your favorite and least favorite subjects in school?
Okay, my favorite subject in school was art, because I used to do a lot of art. So I think in our school right now, there's still a lot of artwork that I did hanging up on the walls. Keep it in like this safe or something to keep it safe, because people could come in and take it. But yeah, my favorite subject in school, I loved music, I loved art, I loved maths. No, I didn't. My least favorite subject was maths. Like, so I tried my best, but like it was still really hard. My favorite subject was studying all about Singapore and what a great country it is.
You can learn about Singapore and Ireland, Sonia.
I'm pretty sure you can. But you know, I had problems, differentiating the two, because they were so excited to speak to us.
They sound alike.
I know.
They look so alike. Well, their hairstyles the same as well.
Don't you know why?
Why?
I think it's because they're twins.
They're twins, yes. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, one more question here coming in from Katie Hartz. You asked, would you guys please upload an acoustic version of Free Spirit?
Yeah, I think we should upload an acoustic version of all of our songs, because all the songs, when you're writing them, they all start off on a guitar and like putting it together, the choruses, the verses and everything. So yeah, we'd love to do acoustic versions of all the songs, and we just have to release the studio versions now that we've come together, but we can't wait to do acoustic versions for our fans. Stay tuned.
Yep, there you go.
And stay tuned for more Jepic answers here on 987 FM.
Most certainly. And we also have other questions, including describing each other in three words. Mm-hmm. How do you guys write songs? Is it together or separate?
And who is the grumpier one in the morning?
Yes, and who would they want to collaborate with next?
Exactly.
All that and more coming up very soon. Meantime, it's none other than Jedward, this one called Free Spirit. Thank you so much for tuning in, and stay right here with us on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Okay, right now we are about to go asleep, because it's like nearly... No, right now, before we go to sleep, we're editing a music video. So right now we're looking through all this footage that we've recorded for our brand new music video for Free Spirit. So we're getting it all together for all our fans to watch and go, oh my God, it's like a cool video. And basically we flew to Rome for 2 days and we shot in the Colosseum, because it's kind of a cool song. So we wanted to do little different locations. And then we shot in Ireland as well. And then we're on a beach and we're in a forest, and it looks like kind of like Lord of the Rings. So it's all really cool music video. And I think for like other songs, I remember last time we were in Singapore, it was like Young Love was being played on the radio, and we shot that music video as well, because like a lot of pop stars, like when they're recording music videos, it's like a really big deal. But me and John, we physically have the camera in my hands right now that has recorded 10 of our own music videos. But it's real cool. It's cool recording your own music videos, because you get to like full control, and you can make it like as good and spontaneous as you want. And like, because we travel to loads of different countries, and if we're on the Eiffel Tower or if we're in Orlando, and I think we recorded a video in Tokyo last time we were there. We just had 4 days off, and then we flew to Tokyo and we shot the music video there. But it's all about Free Spirit right now, and we're so excited when we found out that you guys are playing it.
And we love playing Free Spirit, by the way.
If you're listening in, I know how you're feeling. You're feeling really excited about the Free Spirit video. You might see them all over the world, because it's the song called Free Spirit.
Exactly, as the name implies too. So they might just show up in your country and do a little bit of their video there as well.
So when we called them, or rather when they called us, it was about midnight over in Ireland time.
Yeah, but
so they were about to get ready for bed, actually.
But you know what? They were still so hyper.
Yep.
I'm not sure if they even fell asleep after that.
They probably talk in their sleep, I'm guessing.
Oh, really? To each other.
Yeah, to each
and
other.
To their dog.
Exactly.
Their dog's really adorable, by the way. But anyway, coming up next, they'll be answering more questions on, you know, who they want to collaborate with, and even a bit more about their dog.
Might be a K-pop star they want to collaborate with as well.
I wonder who.
So yesterday we asked Jedward the same question. Who's the grumpier one in the morning?
And they were disrupted by their dog a little bit, but here it is.
I think John, I think these guys are dogs. Just keep the face out of here, just keep barking. Okay, I think it's okay. Okay, the most grumpiest person. Who's more grumpy, John? Me. Yeah.
Morning.
No, in the morning it's Edward because he always gets more sleep, and I go to sleep really late and then wake up really, really early, and he's still in bed going, I'm trying to go to sleep. So he's more grumpy in the morning. Whatever.
There you go.
But you know what? It's pretty interesting to hear the way they interact.
Yeah.
And of course, we promised you more of Jedward.
So we also asked them who they would like to collaborate with.
If I collaborate one person, I think I'd like to collaborate with, who would I collaborate with? I would collaborate with Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Yes. He's original Justin. Do you like Justin Timberlake?
Yes, he's my husband. He just doesn't know it yet.
It's cool because right now we're both working on a different type of sound as well. Like that it's not Justin Timberlake sound, but it's more kind of like real slick kind of sound, which I know we have songs now. I'm burning it. So working on songs like Sexy Back, like, woo, yeah, girl. I like to collaborate with G-Dragon. I'd like him to rap in one of our songs where, like, we're singing. He's like, yo, it's GD, let's go. It's your boy GD and J-Word, let's go. And he does, like, his whole rapping thing, and he kills it.
So if you're not sure who GD is or G-Dragon, he's actually a really popular K-pop artist.
Yes.
Korean,
so,
yeah.
With Jetword and G-Dragon.
Yes.
Maybe it'll be called J-Dragon.
87FM, welcome to the show, and it's time to get back to Jedward.
And Jedward having a new album, Free Spirit, coming out in just a while.
Yes.
On May 17th, I think.
And you know what, also, they came down to Singapore before, but they want to have a full-blown concert in Singapore very soon, so we got our fingers crossed. Yes, but they answered some questions on, you know, how was it like being in Singapore, and also more about writing their album.
All right.
I was so crazy, and all these fans were in the airport, and they were going screaming, and I thought it had to be the first had actually coming to Singapore. Like, I remember all the fans around having a CD signing. It was all such a great experience, and we can't wait to do it again. Yeah, because we've had like three albums, but our first album was Planet Jedward, then our second album was Victory, and then our last album was Young Love, and this new album is all written by us, so it's different. It's almost like it's like our first album because we've written all the songs, so it means a lot more to us, and then our fans, because we've written all the lyrics, they're like getting tattoos, and they really like the lyrics because they come from us. So I think it's good that me and John have kind of like stepped our game up, and now writing all our songs, like Ed Sheeran.
Like Ed Sheeran, did you hear that? I think it's fantastic that they're writing their own songs. I mean, you know, you just feel it from within.
Yeah, and Jedward actually posted a video on YouTube about their experience here in Singapore. You can see, you know, them running around the airport, people screaming for them.
I know, it is absolutely insane. And also, this question coming in from Scarlet Red, you said, describe each other in three words.
Okay, John in three words. I am... smaller than me, has ear pierced. Oh, no, three words. Cool. Awesome. Irish. My three words to describe Edward would be smart, intelligent, and they're the same thing, Okay, I don't know what I describe myself as. Crazy, cool, and jetpack.
Jetpack.
That has become a legit word now.
Yes, jetpack.
Yeah, it is officially in the dictionary.
It should be in the Oxford Dictionary.
It will be.
Like twerking.
Anyway, thank you so much for staying with us, and we might just have more for you. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We're going to be wrapping up those interviews with Jedward very soon, but not before we find out what hair products they use, because I know you're interested in finding out.
It depends. It depends what style you're doing, but normally we use mousse, we use a hair dryer, and we use hairspray, and we use gel or wax. In case if it's a rainy day, we'll bring like a pocket-sized hairspray just to like top up the hair in case there's wind or something that's just to destroy our hair.
You know what?
But last time we were in Singapore, there was like kind of like it's kind of misty in the air. We were on roller coasters, and it was amazing. And our hair didn't move. We went to what was that fun? Is the whole park over there? What is it? Is it Universal Studios? Yeah, we went to all the different rides, and then people were looking at us like our hair was like that after the ride, because the rides go really, really fast. So it was cool. And then I think the mission for the day was for our hair not to collapse. So it didn't really. So it was like mission complete.
They are so cute.
I was half expecting them to tell us they'll be using egg white for their hair. Because some people use egg white to actually keep their mohawks or whatever styles up like that.
Did you try that before?
No, but I watched it in movies and in documentaries sometimes. All the punk rockers.
Oh my goodness. I think that would actually work.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so adorable. I mean, I would want to hang out with them because they have pocket hairspray.
We hope they're coming back to Singapore very soon.
I think they might. You know, they've been dropping hints. Mm-hmm. I hope they will come back to Singapore for a full-blown concert.
And if you're a JetWood fan in Singapore or all over the world, thank you for listening to 987 FM. They have a message for you.
That's right, they do. But thank you so much once again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we actually have so much more that we talk to them about.
Yep.
This interview will be up on YouTube very soon. So stay close to our Twitter that's at 987 FM and at 987 Wake Up Call, because we will tell you when it's being uploaded. You can catch the full interview there. And before we go, and before JetWood goes, they have a message for you.
Hey, everybody who sent in all the tweets, thank you so much for all your questions. It was insane. There were so much questions that we could be here until next year answering them all. But thank you so much, and we hope you learned something new about me and Edward. I want to thank Sonia and Joe Kim. You guys are amazing. You're so creative, and you're so fun, and thank you for having us.